Welcome to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is west from Greenville County. In the instant production of amateur radio, this net is calling now at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeaters, also via Echolino 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located at Hot Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at elevation 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed operate on the frequency are invited to check in. During formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Being heard, we will now begin the remote call. Once you remind everyone, this is direct to net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please give your call sign. Fanatically is always appreciated. Name, location, and senior intent to remain on the net for the RACI portion. Before we start with the check-ins, let's start with the pre-check-in function of the repeater. Starting with KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherford. K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. KA4JCA, Sally. KA3JCA, Richard. Your daughter Ashley, KA4ACL, all in Simpsonville. W2AMD, Andrew Simpsonville. KG4PFI, Don. KG4QLQ, his wife Linda in Demont. K4XMR, Mel Prosperity. KO4ZEW, Ben Simpsonville. N4ASW, Tony Asheville. KJ4UHF, Jack Greenville. K4OSH, Pat Malden. KM4RJN, John Brown Summit. KA5WLL, Leroy Taylor. W4IOE, Sid Fletcher. KC4WBL Anderson. Patrick M. Penrose. Appreciate everybody using the page to check in function of the repeater. On Echolink, Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
G4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm Matt Holman Pelzer tonight. 7:30, Matt, all in it. I'll be negative and negative in short time tonight.
Welcome, KO4NNH. That's Fred Holman Pelzer. Via Echolink, appreciate stopping by, Fred. Hope you and the family have a happy new year. Additional Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Proceed to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. That Echolink station, if you don't have transmit capability, just send me a text message. We can get you checked in that way. All right, we'll start with the RF portion of the net for check-ins. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
DHRON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Eddie Brevard.
Kilowatt Spot Shot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is J.D. I live in Berea. With no traffic, no roundtable.
4MC. And Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris and Liberty, KO4QOG, and I will be negative and negative.
It's Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome WD8RON, that's Ann Brevard, appreciate stopping by. KF4RVX, that's JD and Maria, appreciate stopping by, JD. Hope you have a happy new year. KO4QLG, that's Chris Liberty. Appreciate stopping by, Chris. And have a happy new year. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net will slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet. The Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. Check in to the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC. for the uniform through the Hulu group, so we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Chief.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling Annette. Happy New Year. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer. Negative and negative.
G4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, Fred and TR, negative, negative, my wife, N4IEI. TR negative negative. Walked in from Ohio. Thank you.
Dizzy. Please check in. November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie. N4DJC. Cherry and Anderson. Negative and negative.
4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4MC. Please check in. Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee. K3JOY. That's my pretty little fried joint. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Matt. All on the net, and Happy New Year.
See, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. That's a great group of check-ins, starting with W4DJW, Dave and Greer. Happy New Year, Dave. KK4DMW, Rick, his wife, Morena. KK4ONO, their daughter, Michelle. KM4MOQ. They're all in Piedmont. Rick, please tell Morena, Michelle, we said hello. Hope y'all have a Happy New Year. KN4CHY, that's Keith and Seneca. W4FCM, Fred TR. N4IEI, his wife Isla, also in TR. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. KM4BLH, Kurt Greenville. KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and his wife Joy. K3JOY, Gary, please tell Joy we said hello. Hope y'all have a Happy New Year. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
Hey, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Life's welcome. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. Appreciate you stopping by, Dave. We'll find out the next alphabetical group, which will be Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
G4MC.
Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight, Matt. Thanks.
Again, Kilo Yankee 4, Foxtrot Quebec, that is KY4FQ. This is Calvin. I am mobile in Boiling Springs.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet, like welcome W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylor. Appreciate stopping by, Gene. KC4EZN, that's Harry up there in Canada. Appreciate stopping by, Harry. Then we got Calvin in Bowling Springs, KY4FQ. Appreciate stopping by, Calvin. Additional stations echo through Hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. See the Blue Ridge 2-meter net will fly down that South Medical Group, which will be India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
MC. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
PMC. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. JI-4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic. No round
tape. MC. Net, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. I'll be short time tonight, but 7-3 to you and Happy New Year.
The Blue Ridge T-Meter Net would like to welcome KK4JFO. That's James up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you talking by, James. Hope you're doing well. So we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his wife Donna, KC4MFK. They make their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well, and Happy New Year. 4LZI, Andy up there in Table Rock. Then we got KO4JKV. That's Duncan in Nashville. Appreciate you stopping by, Duncan, and Happy New Year. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like I have another EchoLink station, so EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You can please call WG4MC.
WG4MC, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP. I will be negative and negative tonight, Matt. Thanks for calling the net, and we will be in and out. 7-3.
Hey, the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome W2MJB Mark and his wife Wendy, KN4HTP, that made their home in Simpsonville. Mark, please tell Wendy we said hello, and y'all have a Happy New Year. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical route, which is the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. KO4RYP. We'll be in and out tonight, Matt, but at your convenience, I'd like a quick QSO with KK4JBQ. Thank you for calling the net, Matt.
Please check in N4NLR, November 4. Nothing like a radio. Name here Jim, Juliet, India Mike. Location Greenville, South Carolina. Have a very happy new year coming in, and check me in and out, Matt. N4NLR.
The Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to welcome KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, his wife Anna, KO4RYP, that made their home in Campadella. Chad, hope you and Miss Anna are doing well. Happy New Year. And give me just a moment, I'll let you call your station. And we got N4NLR, that's Jim in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by, Jim. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. received. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd at Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
That's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Appreciate you stopping by. Hope you're doing well. At EchoLink Station, if you don't have transmit capabilities, just send me a text message. We'd love you to check in. Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, go ahead and call your station, sir.
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ.
JBQ, returning.
Remain.
Certainly will. KK4JBQ.
Thank you, Matt. Back to net control.
The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Glad you and Mr. Larry were able to get together. Folks, we've been through that alphabet once, so now it's open up to that big group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call WG4MC or net control.
Will, please check in. Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4DHT. Danny, I'm over here in Gastonia. I'll be out at 4, and y'all have a good night and a good net, 73.
November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
This is Kilo Delta 4, Sierra, Romeo, Romeo, Robert down in Joanna. Oh, my, is the bacon thick tonight? I can barely hear y'all down here in the Wild Kingdom from up there. Like I said, the bacon's mighty thick. It's so thick, it's starting to make me hungry. I'll be negative and negative. Somebody wiggle that wire.
Net control, please log in. November 4, Romeo Lima X-ray, N4 RLX, pilot and cross anchor. Negative and negative. Ready the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Alrighty, let's welcome WX4DAT, that's Danny in Gastonia. K4IOM, Walt Edmond. Walt, you get the door prize this evening, your number 50 check in. We got N4JBM, that's Jerry in Campobello. Then we got Robert and Joanna, KD4SRR. So we got N4RLX, that's pilot in cross anchors. Appreciate everybody checking in. And guys, just hold on 1 second. I've got a couple text messages. Station's checking in on EchoLink, and I want to write them in the log and get them recognized. So just give me just a second, please. Welcome via EchoLink text message KO4YHY. That's Jim and Berea. Appreciate you stopping by, Jim. Hope you and the family are doing well, and happy New Year. All right, we've been in that big group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call WG4MC or net control. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net now securing the forward portion of the net. With thanks for everyone checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We don't have anybody signed out for Ratchy, but that's okay. Folks, I'd just like to take a minute and say that it's been fun this 2022 year calling the net, and looking forward to continuing that next year. And want to wish everybody a happy new year. Cannot believe this year is just about over with. We've got less than about 51 hours left in 2022. Again, hope everybody's had a good 2022 and looking forward for a good new year and a happy 2023. All right, well, we're going around for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call WG4MC or net control. For C, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll go one more check-in, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in that big group. We're in the whole alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge meter net, please call WG4MC or net control. See the winner's 2 meter net. Let's hope we go to the Echo Link station up, so we'll go one more call for Echo Link station. Echo Link station is only for the winner's 2 meter net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or net control.
WG4MC, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta. My name is Larry, and also check in my wife Rhonda. Her call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra. We're both in Easley, and no traffic, no rag chew tonight. Good evening to you and everybody listening on the net.
Welcome via Echolink KO4SKD. That's Larry and his wife Rhonda, KG4AHS there in Easley. Well, please tell Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well and happy new year. Great, WG4MC, the motor is 2 minutes in. Stand by just a second. I'll send the old net report.
This is KC4SKD again. Yeah, you. I think you call my call is KO4. It's actually KC4SKD.
Get the Blitters 2 minute net with a correction. Larry's call is KC4SKD. Sorry about that, Larry. Yeah, hope you and Miss Rhonda are doing well and have a happy new year. Sorry about that. That was my mistake. So G4C, the Blitters 2 meter net. Now, closing the winner's 2 meter net for this Thursday evening edition of 2022. We'd like to thank everybody for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night and good luck, and happy new year. WG4MC clear.
K4JBQ, KO4NUE.
UE, KK4JBQ.
Come on, young man, how are you tonight?
Well and good. Thank you. All is quiet here. Happy to see this beautiful weather we've been having. I know it can't last, but I'm pleased to have it. How about you?
Yeah. It's been nice. This today was really beautiful. But anyway, the reason I've dropped by is just gonna let you know Anna's brothers. Wife and son, and their blue tick is home for visiting with us for through Christmas and all. And Abby's got two rabbits, and when she goes to Clemson, she takes them to Clemson when she goes. Because I won't, I'm not gonna have them here. Anyway, so she's brought the rabbits home for Christmas. Well, Bella, they're in cages, of course. Well, Bella found them yesterday, or maybe it was this morning. I forget which one it was. And my goodness, Larry, I wish you could have heard that dog open up. You want to talk about a little hound dog. She ain't, but I don't know, probably 14 inches high. But I had no idea Blue Ticks from Manhattan, New York had such a voice. Boy, she let it go. I mean, just let everybody know. She found two rabbits in the cage on the porch. I'm going to go to the next one.
KK4JPQ, no copy.
Again, Larry, was that a double?
At least a double. Someone had their mic open, and I missed everything since my last transmission.
I was talking about the blue tick. Did you hear that?
That's a good place to start.
I guess you heard that she found the two rabbits on the porch. Okay, well, I didn't transmit anything after that, so you're up to speed.
And then Andy came in. Thank you, Andy, to notify me that I couldn't be heard. KK4JPQ.
That too, and as close as I am to the repeater, I knew I could get over it to let you know. Y'all go ahead. If I have anything, I'll come in. KI4LZI, y'all carry on.
Got it. Go Link Station. But at any rate, I wish you could heard this little old blue tick. I mean, she just she thought she found something on the porch. There's two rabbits on the cage. Oh boy, she was just a beller, and she's letting everybody know, look, I found them. And I just laughed. I just was, you know, drinking my cup of coffee, just laughing.
Sweetheart, I'm sure she's just following her nature, and she wanted to let everybody know, and she got the perfect pipes for it.
She does. I've heard her open up a couple of times over the years, but this morning was, well, maybe yesterday's one or two. She could, you know, we let her out go potty in the morning, and she's acting funny in the yard. You know, sniffing around and tail stuck up in the air. And so it took her a little while, but she ended up back on the porch on the west side, west side of the house. And I don't know, I guess one of them kind of jumped in the cage when she got underneath them. I mean, they're about 3 foot off the ground. And we got an infrared heat light out there, so they stay warm. But, boy, when she realized what it was game on, buddy. I mean, game on.
Nothing, Chad. So Abby will take these back to school. Is she living in a dorm with two rabbits?
An apartment rents a house off campus with some other students. And they got a backyard there, so she keeps them there in the backyard. I don't think they allow animals on campus, but
text us. Jane and June and Johnny. That's what she's named them. June and Johnny.
Is there any indicator of gender? It might not be long before she's got more than two rabbits.
Well, pretty good job of keeping them separated. She's had them now, I guess, probably about 2 years. Maybe a little longer. I don't recall. But she decided that first of December she's going to, you know, put them together and see, you know, see what happened. So I had to call her. You know, she called me and said, "Daddy, they just want to be together so bad, and I'm just going to turn them loose together in the backyard." And I said, "Okay. Well, call me when you do, because I want to know what happened." She said, "Okay." So it wasn't about 10 minutes later, she calls and she said, "Daddy," and I said, "What happened?" And she says, "I won't talk about it." I said, "Okay."
Yeah. KK4 JPQ. Well, that's an education. But she's, and I don't think I know of anybody else who's had rabbits for pets. I know I had, growing up, I had chickens for pets. I had a possum for pet. Not for long, because my mama wouldn't have it. I had turtles for pets. You know, I guess I can say this, the boy stuff, you know. And the dogs, of course. I never had a cat when I was young, and I made up for it in my later life. They're a bit easier on the floors and the furniture. And they don't howl. Well, I haven't had one that howled anyway. Pets are a marvelous thing. I'm just amazed that a young girl would have two rabbits for pets. But more power to her. And do you know, does she feed them from the table, or does she feed them from some kind of rabbit chow? You know, commercially packaged.
She's got some kind of hay, I think it's alfalfa, and then some kind of pellets, you know, rabbit pellets or whatever, but she feeds them, you know, lettuce and carrots and things like that. But June is, she's a big old thing. She's probably, oh, probably 5-6 pounds, maybe a little more, and just as wide as a ball of cotton. And Johnny's, he's probably, oh, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 pounds, and he's black as ace of spades.
I don't know how much of an entrepreneur she is, but she might take bets on whether the little ones will be all white, all black, a mix of two, or spotted.
She loves animals. She helps Papa take care of goats out here, and helps him keep count of them. So I think she's got them sold, actually, already. I don't know how many is going to be in the litter, but she's a little entrepreneur. She's you hit it right on the head. So I don't see how this venture goes, but I'm pretty pretty sure she's pretty good about knowing the answer to the question before she asks it, if you know what I mean.
Well, this is interesting conversation. Donna and I were talking earlier about the pets that we had growing up. And Donna also had no cats growing up. And she grew up in upstate New York around Watertown. That's north of Buffalo. Right on the lake. I guess it was last week that they had 7 foot of snow. And she's happy to be here, where 7 foot of snow is unheard of. KK4JBQ.
Well, the second thing I was going to tell you was I was talking with her brother tonight, and we were talking about Bella, the blue tick. And he said that where they live up in New York, they got one of these little, you know, fuzzy blankets that she lays on. She scoots it over near the heater vent and lays on that blanket. But he said she's real particular about getting on the blanket, and she kind of walks around it in circles before she lays down on it. And he says one night, when it was so cold right before Christmas, he was watching her, you know, go round and round on that blanket before she laid down. And he said, I could see static electricity, little bitty pops, you know, little bitty arcs of, you know, static electricity. And I got to thinking about that. I know everybody's seen a dog walk round and round on the blanket, and me and Anna's always said, well, they're just fluffing their pillow, you know. But I wonder, when he said that, I wonder if that's got anything to do with it, them trying to release static electricity or something. But he said she's got a little routine. She gets on that blanket and walks around it and round it, and then smells of it a little bit, and then she'll lay down. But I just wonder if that's what's going on.
I've never observed the static discharges from that kind of activity. So I never had it put to me before. I know that's characteristic of a number of animals. They'll pad the spot they intend to land. I don't know, maybe they're feeling it out. I had wondered about that myself. Now, the static discharge is going to depend on the relative humidity in the air. This time of year, it's lower than 20%. Being so cold, it can't hold moisture, for one thing. And so it's a very dry air in the wintertime. I keep a humidifier going in this room. It drinks about, it's in metric, it's 2 liters. It's something over a gallon, I think. I get confused with that part of the metric system. But that's a lot of water. You know, it's probably, it's probably over a gallon. I don't, must admit my ignorance, but it's somewhere over a gallon, and that's a lot of water every day. It just goes into the air in a mist. It goes somewhere, and I have a humidistat. It's very uncomfortable in here when it gets below, say, 25%. And because I know you are fiddling with your thermostat, you will be more comfortable if you're with your heat turned down. If you crank up the humidity with a humidifier, your feelings, your skin, your perception of how dry the area is will improve your how you feel the cold. We've turned our thermostat down too. That's why I know. It's not down as low as yours, mind you, but that's one thing to make it a little more comfortable in the house. What do you think of that?
It's moisture makes a big difference, but I went out and we got some dead oaks out here on the property, and when you come down the driveway, so I took Bobcat out there. Last week, I think, cut one of them down. Brought it out here, and me and Anna cut it up and split it with the log splitter. So we've been last week and a half. But it's probably about an 18-inch tree at the bottom, and we've gone through the whole tree in about a week and a half. So we've had it, we've poured coal to it, and it's been nice and warm in here. But I'm just amazed at we're just amazed every year at the difference between wood heat and really any other kind of heat. It's just nothing like it. But like I said, we put the last stick in this afternoon, so I'm gonna have to cut some more this weekend. I'm not looking forward to that, but hey, it is what it is. You gotta stay warm.
That's on a lot of people's mind, especially those that lost their power. I hadn't heard whether they got it back, but there's some folks up in New York State that had been without, the last I heard, but without power for about 10 days. And a lot of those folks, because hydroelectric power is plentiful in New York State, a lot of those folks would, 10 days is a long time, and the kind of cold that they had up there. But you're saying that heat from a fire is a very comfortable heat. And you made me think of something my dad used to say a lot. He would burn wood in the fireplace, and it would get so cherry red, the andirons would get cherry red. That's hot. But he would just stand there and turn in a circle, because, you know, exposing just one part of you is, you know, your pants get almost blistering hot, so you have to kind of turn yourself in a rotisserie, like, you know what I'm saying? And our church, back where he grew up, that's you know, where we boys, and it was just boys in the beginning, just me and my brother. We joined the church there. They had a wood stove in the back of the church. And Dad knew to stand near the stove. Everybody else would be taking a seat up front and all that stuff, but we stay back there near the stove. And that's when I learned, and I couldn't have been 3 feet high. I learned to do the little dance and rotate to keep myself evenly warm. That's a couple of good memories. You just woke up. Thank you, sir. KK4JBQ.
W8RON.
Ed, WD8RON. Go ahead, Ed. How are you, sir? Happy New Year.
To you also. Our excitement was over Thanksgiving. We finished Thanksgiving dinner, started to clean up, and my wife yelled, "There's no water." And it turned out that the switch on the water bottle, the pressure bottle, had worked loose, so we had to check that out. Then we, the same thing happened another time, and I got that fixed by tightening a screw. Then it happened again, so I had the plumber come out. He called his electrician friend. They did some checking. Finally called the well digger friend, who came out the next day. Pulled the pump out, because after checking all the electrical bit, they found there was something wrong with the electrical in the well. When they pulled the pump out, the power line going to the pump was broken about 50 feet down. They spliced it back and everything was fine after that. Over.
NUE with KQ4JBQ and WD8RON. Yeah, we've got one of those, Ed, that's it's a submersible pump. Just, we've got a well out here and city water. We've always called it city water, but we've been on city water for years. But we use a well for, you know, animals and things like that. But we, you know, we've raised on a, I was raised on a well out here. We got an old pump house on the backside of the property. And I used to hate that you send me in that thing in the wintertime and make me screw in a 100-watt light bulb inside the well so it would freeze when it gets cold. But I used to hate going that thing and just, you know, spider webs everywhere, you know, small. My goodness. But no, I'm glad you got your well fixed. But I know what we've replaced one out here, and I think what happens is there's so much current running through it that it, you know, eventually just burns a hole in the wire. But we've had that happen once. It was years ago, but I do remember having to pull it out. Had to pull it out with a tractor. The whole, you know, pipe and everything.
I think the wire was nicked when they put it pump in. That was 10 years ago. I think the pump was working at partial efficiency. I had a pressure of 40 pounds. Once they repaired the wire, I ended up with 70 pounds. But the well man told me something to be careful of, and that's the filter. He said, make sure the filter is on, is between the house and the bottle, not between the well and the bottle or the tank, because it builds up that sediment and that strains the pump. And when I looked at the pump, it seems like it was designed with it correctly, but it's something to be careful of. The well man said they won't guarantee pumps they put in unless the filter is on the correct side. Over.
Go ahead, Larry.
There, Ed. Great to hear you in here again, and appreciate your giving me another, stimulating another memory of mine. I used to, we lived in the mill village. My mom and dad worked at a cotton mill, and it had been, oh goodness, before the mill was built, back in the 30s, I guess it was. That community was much smaller, and our house, the one we lived in, was one of the original houses in that area, and it was on a well. And my mama would send me to, a spring, an artesian spring. There was a spring house. And mama would send me to the spring house, to this little shed, to fetch some water and bring it into the house. We didn't have water right away, city water right away, because that was free water, you know what I'm saying? And water wasn't a lot, you know, maybe $2 a month, but remember, they weren't paid all that much back then. But I imagined you, when you saw the inside of the well
of the well, covering the well house or whatever you called it. This little spring house was dark. There was no light in there at all. It was dark even on a sunny day, and cold. Ooh, it was really nice, cold and damp, you know, on a hot day. But I took a flashlight once because Mama needed it along dusk, and I took a flashlight in there and shone it down into the water, and that was when I found out what was living in the water, the water that we were drinking. It didn't hurt us a bit. KK4JBQ.
Let me make sure I got it. So we had a mouse fall into the well one time. A couple frogs over the years, and water would get smelly. So we got a little. Dad's got a little screen wire basket he's made, and I'd have to go in there with a flashlight and try to lift it out, you know. But I just, he's out there working on that thing the other day, putting a shingle or something on it. And I said, what are you working on that thing for? And he said, shingles come off of it. And I said, well, don't ask me to go in there. I just got some horrible memories of that place, just, you know. But I know what you mean. There's all kind of stuff down there. But you're right. It didn't ever bother us a bit that I'm aware of anyway.
One reason I jumped in here was we were talking about the humidity. When I was working with the signal and we had mechanical frame rooms for the telephone stuff, we kept it between 40 and 60% humidity. They wanted 40 not to go below that. Didn't want to go above 60% because then it would get moisture on the mechanical stuff. And if it was below 40, then it would dry out too much. But the big reason was you're talking about fireplaces. If you put a fan in the room or use the ceiling fan, it will make it much better. But the big danger from an open fireplace is it sucks the oxygen out of the room. So you got to have some ventilation or you end up with no oxygen. And that's why people feel drowsy after a meal sitting in front of the fire.
Okay, well, I always thought it was heat, but, you know, being nice and cozy and all. But Bella's, this little blue tick that's here with us, we have a mother-in-law suite that's attached to the house, a separate building, attached with a walkway. But she won't stay over there. She stays over here and she curls up by the fireplace. Got a little blanket. She lays right there by the wood stove. So I guess that's comforting, you know. And you go in there and call her to Adams to try to come over and get her last night. And she just looked at him like, I'm not leaving this blanket right here in front of this wood stove. I'm not doing it. So he just left her over here. She didn't bother anything. She curled up there this morning, didn't want to get up, you know, that kind of thing.
Animals, KK4JBQ, animals knows what makes them happy, and they have no, you know, none of the usual things that civilize you and me. So they just do what makes them happy. I think that's a lesson we could learn.
Well, Larry, I'm going to duck on out. I got a busy day tomorrow, and I'm trying to get a little bit of rest, I guess. But I just want to drop by and say Happy New Year. And, you know, Ed, glad you dropped by, too, but it's been a while since I heard from you. And I got your, I think I may have sent you an email, but I received your letter in the mail. Let me leave it right there. appreciate it. And anyway, Happy New Year to both of you. 73s, y'all have a wonderful night. I'm going to go ahead and secure. KO4 NUE, I'll be clear on y'all's final.